8:27 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning, 64 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Alex Greenewalt.
We know this weekend is the Memorial Day weekend. Many say it's the official start of summer, but Memorial Day also, there is a reason why we have a Memorial Day, and we're so excited to have Bill Cortez here. He's with the York County Veterans Advisory Council. Bill, refresh our memory about this Veterans Advisory Council. What's the mission? Can folks that are veterans be part of it? Kind of walk us through it.
Sure. So I represent, in my capacity, all 56 veteran service organizations throughout York County. So everything from your American Legion to your Rolling Thunder, Marine Corps League. So they elect me. And so what we try to do is we meet once a month here in York County, just to try to communicate and make sure that where we can help each other out, we help each other out about events that are coming up, where we can staff veterans' funerals and make sure that we honor those who've served who pass away. So it's for us to communicate so we don't duplicate efforts and where we can ultimately deliver the services and the needs to veterans throughout York County.
Great support mm-hmm. for each other.
So again, Monday, Memorial Day, it's the last Monday in May. A lot of people will celebrate by going to the beach, to the lake. You might hear people every now and then say, Happy Memorial Day. You know, it's not coming from a place of malice, but sure. We do want to help educate folks about why we do have a Memorial Day and the importance behind it.
Sure. You know, I think some people get a little touchy about it. Look, Veterans Day is to honor veterans. Memorial Day is to honor those who have fallen in line of duty serving our country. So it's a little different for some of us who served, who have lost friends or family. It's a little different. And, you know, it's a day when me and my buddies kind of get together. We still raise a beer. We still enjoy ourselves. But we remember those that we did lose. And so I think you can do both. I don't think it's got to be one or the other. I think it's important that, you know, people serve so we can enjoy these things, right? Enjoy the time together with each other. So, you know, there are some times you take a few moments and you remember a few years, you know, I've taken trips down to Arlington to walk through just to pay my respects. I know a lot of people do that. So how you honor is in your own way, but ultimately, you know, we people serve so we can enjoy these times with each other. And I think that's great. Important. So I don't think it's something where you have to kind of sit in the hole all week and enjoy yourselves. Yeah. It's going to be hopefully beautiful out this weekend. There are ways to serve and remember those who gave their lives.
And Bill, refresh us about your military experience.
I served in the Marines for 6 years. I served from 2004 to 2010 in Operation Enduring Freedom. And so I did my 6 years, but, you know, wanted to continue to serve. And so this is one of the ways where I think just because you take the uniform off doesn't mean that you have to stop serving. And I think that goes for anybody. You don't have to necessarily even put the uniform on to serve. I think we all in our own capacities have the ability to do that and to give back.
Such a great leader.
Absolutely. Well said. Thank you again so much for your service. And again, Monday, Memorial Day, there are a list of events taking place as early as this morning at 9 o'clock at Rock Hill Hospice and Community Care. I want to make sure I got that. Yeah, Rock Hill Hospice and Community Care over there at India Hook Road. Colonel Melinda Woodhurst from York County Veterans Affairs Office. She will join us tomorrow, Friday, for a complete rundown of the events taking place over the next couple of days. Bill Cortez is the York County Veterans Advisory Council.